Coming up on episode number 544, we celebrate the birthday of a singer-songwriter from Australia. Now, when you think of America, you think of singer-songwriters like Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan. When you go to the UK, of course, you know, you've got U2 up in Ireland, you've got Elvis Costello. When you go to Australia, their equivalent, I guess you could say, is Paul Kelly, an amazing singer-songwriter, guitarist, and harmonica player. We're going to hear some of his covers as well as covers of his music coming up right now on Coverville. Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is January 20th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. We're going to do three of these in a row for you. Fred Neil and now Paul Kelly and Magnetic Fields coming up later this week. But Paul Kelly is the current one. And as you heard me mention in the intro, comparing him to Springsteen, Dylan, Costello, Bono, it's an accurate comparison because each of those artists, each of those songwriters is adept at taking the world around them, the Americana or the UK, the equivalent of Americana in England, the Englishness, I guess, and the Australianness, and capturing it beautifully in lyrics. Now, I have to thank a listener from Australia, Nick, who turned me on to so much of this music and got me really into Paul Kelly. But I will say that after I heard one of the songs he recommended, I was like, oh yeah, of course I remember Paul Kelly. Started out in the 80s with a few groups that he fronted, Paul Kelly and the Dots, Paul Kelly and the Messengers, probably the best known one here in America, and Paul Kelly and the Colored Girls. And it was with the latter of these that he released a song called Dumb Things. And I remember hearing this on 80s radio stations in the 80s. It was also part of the Young Einstein. You remember that Yahoo Serious movie from Australia? It was part of the soundtrack to that, along with the Models, and I think NXS maybe even had a track on there. But it was that song that turned me on to Paul Kelly. And then after listening to more of these, I started realizing, okay, I know a little bit more of Paul Kelly than I thought I did. So hopefully I'm going to do the same thing to you. If you're not familiar with Paul Kelly, we're going to start off with that very song that made me realize, oh yeah, I know who this guy is. It's called Dumb Things, and the cover I'm going to play for you is by the Cat Empire. It's from a 2007 EP called So Many Nights. Here is Dumb Things.
stops me from going through these things twice. I see the knives out, I turn my back. Oh, I see that train coming, I stay right on that track. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle of a dream. While I smash shirt up on my ring. Oh, I've done all the dumb things. Well, I melted wax to fix my wings. Oh, I've done all the dumb things. Well, I threw my hat into the ring. Oh, I've done all the dumb things. Well, I knew that I just had to sing. Oh, I've done all the dumb things. Hey, hey, hey.
Darling It Hurts by Magic Dirt. That comes from a 2002 compilation called The Women, Women at the Well, The Songs of Paul Kelly. I assume, looking at the listing here, it looks like these are all women artists or women-fronted bands doing Paul Kelly covers. Darling It Hurts. Now, this is about Darlinghurst, kind of play on words there in the title. Darlinghurst is a suburb of inner Sydney with a place called The Wall, which is at the back of the central local court. It's a well-known strip for prostitutes. You can rent boys up one end, women and transvestites on the opposite sides down the other. And the main character in the song is talking about seeing his ex-girlfriend now working the wall in Darlinghurst and how much it hurts. And it's hilarious, especially when you hear it covered by a female artist. It's great. That's the Magic Dirt is the name of that band. Before that, Dumb Things by the Cat Empire from their 2007 album So Many Nights EP. And tell me, either in the show notes, or I'm sorry, postings in the show notes, you can post a message in there and comments or email me and let me know if all of a sudden it connected for you like it did for me when you heard Dumb Things and all of a sudden you realized, oh yeah, I know who Paul Kelly is. Of course, you in Australia, you don't count because you've known about the greatness of Paul Kelly for a long, long time, long before I got involved. All right, let's talk a little bit about Audio Engine USA. They are the sponsor for tonight's show. Tonight we're talking about the desktop speakers. So you've got your computer, you've got your laptop, you've got your PC, whatever. And I know that if you're listening to me now, you like listening to high-quality audio on that PC or on that computer, maybe even on an iPod. Well, the best compliment you can give to your PC is to compliment it with the perfect set of speakers. The Audio Engine 2 premium-powered desktop speakers are a great way to do that. These are they set the standard for multimedia sound, and they close the gap between the computer speakers and home audio. It's halfway between your Bose sound system that you have for your stereo and those little cheap plastic speakers that you've got that probably came with your computer. They're about a third of the size of the bookshelf speakers that I talked about last time. But they still sound incredible. Big bass sound and nice defined tweeters and mid-range. Of course, they look as beautiful as the bookshelf speakers, and they have the same kind of connections. You've got an eighth-inch jack or the dual RCA jacks in the back to connect up your sound or connect up dual sources. You've also got a volume knob on the back so that you can quickly change the volume if you can't quite get to your computer to that little volume changer on your computer right away. Check them out, the Audio Engine 2 premium powered desktop speakers. And of course, when you're ready to buy, make sure that you use the coupon code, which is just made for Coverville listeners like you. COVERTEN, COVER10, will get you 10% off your purchase at Audio Engine USA. Go to audioengineusa.com or click the link in the show notes, which will take you right to their site, Audio Engine USA. So those songs, those first couple songs, definitely, you know, as you listen to them, especially the latter of the two, have some great lyrics. This one for me is the showstopper. This one is just fantastic. And I urge you, I strongly urge you, if you're in a place where you can listen to the lyrics of this song, they tell a very moving story. And as a matter of fact, it was actually the inspiration for a movie. Where do I have that here? That is Jindabyne. Which Paul Kelly provided the score for. This is a song that's based on a story called So Much Water, So Close to Home by Raymond Carver, and you'll actually hear that mentioned in the lyrics, that line. It was originally recorded by Paul Kelly to be sung from a woman's point of view, so he didn't just write from his own point of view. He tried to mix things up. This one just so happens to be sung from a woman's point of view by a woman. It's Kacey Chambers, another Australian favorite, with a track called Everything's Turning to White. You'll find it on her 2002 EP, On a Bad Day. Here's Kacey Chambers.
Late on a Friday, my husband went up to the mountains with three friends. They took provisions and bottles of bourbon to last them all through the weekend. And 100 miles they drove just to fish in a stream. And there's so much water, so close to home. When they arrived, it was cold and dark, so they set up their camp quickly. They warmed up with whiskey. They walked down to the river where the water flowed by starkly. In the moonlight, they saw the body of a girl floating face down. There's so much water, so too hard to tell how long she'd been dead. Well, the water was that close to freezing. But one thing's for sure, the girl hadn't died very well, to judge from the bruising. They stood there above her all thinking thoughts at the same time. There's so much water, so close to home. So this is what they did. They carried her downstream between two rocks. They gently wedged her. After all, it was late. Well, they'd come a long way. Well, the girl, she was going nowhere. They stayed up there fishing for 2 days. They reported it when they came back down. There's so much water, so said that the girl had been strangled to death and also molested. On the day of the funeral, the radio reported that a young man had been arrested. I went to the service, a stranger. I drove past the lake out of town, and there's so much water, so close to home. As he holds me now, I'm pretending. Yeah.
I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways it wouldn't last. See, you're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, Trojan, and some of them used. It was Saturday night, guess that makes it all right, he said. What have I got to lose? Honey, say, your little red Corvette. Maybe you're much too fast. Little red Corvette. Ooh-hoo-hoo. You need a love that's gonna last. I guess I should have closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. I felt a little ill when I saw the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. It was Saturday night, guess that makes it all right. He said, baby, have you got enough gas? Yeah. Maybe I move too fast. Your little red Corvette. Ooh-hoo-hoo. You gotta find a lover that's gonna last. Move over, baby, now. Give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame your little red love machine. Your little red Corvette. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Maybe you're much too fast. Your little red Corvette. Ooh-hoo-hoo. You need a lover that's gonna last. Got to slow down. Your little red Corvette. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're gonna run your little red Corvette down. Little red
married early and never had much money, and then when he got laid off they really hit the skids. Started up his drinking and then they started fighting. Took it pretty badly when she took both the kids. She said, I'm not standing by to watch you slowly die. Watch me walk in out the door. To her brothers and got a little bar work. He went off to rehab and stayed about a year. Then he wrote a letter, said, I want to see you. Thought he sounded better, so she sent him out the fair. And he was riding through the cane in the pouring rain in a Greyhound. Thank you.
that is To Her Door, performed by Daphne from the 2004 album Red. Some notes about that one. Nick actually had some explanations there. In the original, Olympic is an inner-city bus line, Silvertop is a taxi company in Melbourne, and The Buttery is a detox camp on the far coast of New South Wales. So there's your lyric translation for that one. Again, Daphne with To Her Door from her 2004 album, Red. Before that, a song by the birthday boy himself, Paul Kelly, covering Little Red Corvette. Of course, that one's originally by Prince. I played that one back on show 217 as part of a Prince cover story, I believe, but I had to bring that one out again. That is from the 2002 collection called the Triple M Musical Challenge, which is a series from an Australian breakfast show where they invite, or I'm sorry, yeah, a radio show where they invited the guests to come and perform covers as part of the interviews that they did with them. That's part of that whole Andrew Denton. We know how much Andrew Denton loves covers. Do a quick search for Stairways to Heaven if you want to know more about that. And then we start off the set with Kacey Chambers and a heartbreaking story called Everything's Turning to White, which is from her 2002 EP On a Bad Day. And like I said, that is based on Raymond Carver's story. And then a movie was based on that called Jindabyne. I was just looking at that on Netflix. It's got Laura Linney and Gabriel Byrne in it. Put it on my list. We'll see how the movie is. But it sounds like it's going to be very touching and very, probably very upsetting. So I've got that to look forward to. Let me tell you something really cool that listener emailed in to tell me about. Stephen, where was Stephen? Did Stephen say where he was from? He did not. However, he was listening to Coverville episode 539 and went to Amazon to add the Polka Floyd show CD to his cart. He was told that customers who shop for the Polka Floyd show also shopped for American Four, The Man Comes Around, the Johnny Cash album. Now, I can't, and he couldn't come up with any sort of Polka Floyd Cash crossover market. So his assumption, and as he told me, is that he believes that Coverville is driving the Amazon numbers, which just blows my mind. So, Stephen, thank you for pointing that out. But most importantly, thank you, the listener. If you go to these stores, if you go to Amazon or if you go to iTunes or if you go to eMusic and you buy these songs that you hear on Coverville or you buy the albums that include these songs, not only does it help me out, of course, if you use the links on in the show notes, but it helps the artists out and that's what is the most important thing about doing this, is that it is a way to introduce you to some music that makes you want to find out more, makes you want to hear more by those artists. So maybe this will inspire you to go pick up the Paul Kelly Greatest Hits CD or something, who knows. But in any case, thank you so much for all the stuff that you do to support the artists and to support Coverville in the process. Thank you very much. All right, let's get to a track from another tribute compilation. This one comes from a tribute called Stories of Me, a songwriter's tribute to Paul Kelly, and it's performed by Dave McCormick. It's a song called Careless. Let's go ahead and just jump right into it now. Here's Dave McCormick. I'm talking too fast tonight. Dave McCormick with Careless. Fear to me, I love.
line. You're the one that brought me back.
Started with a kiss. The back girl of the classroom. How could I resist? The aroma of your perfume. You and I were inseparable. It was love at first sight. You made me promise to marry you. I made you promise to be my bride. But you're only 8 years old, and I had just about turned 9. I thought that life was always good. I thought you always would be mine. It started with a kiss. Started to hang around. That boy hurt me so bad, but I was happy 'cause you cried. Still I couldn't help but notice that new distant look in your eyes. Then when you were 16, I had just turned 17. I couldn't hold on to my love. I couldn't hold on to my dream. It started with a kiss. I never thought it would come to this. It started with a kiss. I never thought it would come to this. You don't remember me, do you? You don't remember me. Walking down the streets again, the star of my love story. And my heart began to beat so fast. Ah, so clear was my memory. I heard my voice call out your name as you looked and looked away. I felt so hurt. Do you?
tell you a story, an 8-year long story of power and pride. British Lord Vesti and Vincent Lingiari were opposite men on opposite sides.
Vesti was fat with money and muscle. Beef was his business and broad was his door. Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no back balance. Hard dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Your Rangy were waking for nothing but rations. When once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily depression grew tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand.
They picked up their swags and they started off walking. At Wadi Creek, they sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking back at the homestead and in the town.
Now Vesti man said, I'll double your wages, $7 a week you'll have in your hand. Vincent said, uh-uh, we're not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land.
Well, Vesti man roared and Vesti man thundered. You don't stand a chance in a cinder of snow. Vincent said, if we fall, others are rising.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
In Sydney, big city of lights. Daily he went round, softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life.
Vincent sat down with big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out. Your people are hungry. But Vincent said, no thanks, we know how to wait.
Vincent Lingiari returned in an airplane back to his country once more to sit down. And he told his people that the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns.
8 years went by, 8 long years of waiting, till one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. He came with lawyers and he came with great ceremony. Through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
That was the story of Vincent Lingiari. This is the story. Something much more.
How power and privilege cannot move a people who know where they stand and stand in the Lord.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Wrong.
As you may have guessed, that is From Little Things, Big Things Grow, which is a song that was written by Paul Kelly along with Kev Carmody. And I've played a cover version of that track before by a different artist. You'll find that version on a CD collecting duets from a TV show called Rock Quiz. Now, I wish they had this in America. It's called Rock Quiz. It's basically a quiz show that's all about rock music. And in addition to normal, you know, everyday people contestants, they also have some big name stars who come on there and compete along with the contestants. And at the very end of the show, they have duets performed by the performer contestants. Now, From Big Things, Little Things Grow. I'm sorry, from Little Things, Big Things Grow is a protest song that documents the battle by the Gurindji, which was an indigenous Australian tribe who owned most of the Northern Territory. And basically, it was a strike that they went on to get the rights to not just own their land, to get the title to their land, but also to have the power of veto over development and growth and mining that took place on those lands. Basically, they can blackball any mining or development on those lands if they see fit. And it was something that got passed in 1976 with the help of a guy that you hear them talking about in there, Vincent Lingari. And just such a great song when you know the story behind it, when you read a little bit about it, as I was doing while I was listening to that song. Very, very cool. From Little Things, Big Things Grow. That one there is performed by Archie Roach and Sarah Storer. But there was a more recent version that came out last year by the Get Up Mob, which included Paul Kelly, Kev Carmody, Missy Higgins, and a whole bunch of other Australian artists that whose names I don't quite recognize. But anyway, that's something to check out if you want to find out more about that song. Before that, it started with a kiss performed by Paul Kelly himself. That is a cover of a song by Hot Chocolate. You'll find that on his 1997 Greatest Hits bonus disc. And then that set started off with Careless by Dave McCormick from a 2003 collection called Stories of Me, a songwriter's tribute to Paul Kelly. And with that, we are going to go ahead and close this edition of Coverville just in time because we're on day 20 of this frickin' cold that I've had. I just cannot shake the dang thing. So, you know, you got to keep these shows short so that the less talking I do, the more I can rest my throat. We will be back on Thursday, though, come heck or high water, with a cover story for The Magnetic Fields and Stephen Merritt. So stick around for that, and then we'll be back with an all-request show, an a cappella show. Don't worry, Wayne, we're going to have your Dolly Parton cover story coming up also this month, and so much more coming up on Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.